This year has been dedicated L'chavad Zecharia v'Shoshana Westreich v'Yelidei Beisam. Yehi Ratzon sheyizku l'Torah u'l'hatzlacha v'nachas l'orech yomim mishanim tovim v'noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. We ended yesterday's shiur with a kasha from today's blot on the shita of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi said that one is only over the lav of Lesika Chaim al Habonim if he takes both the aim and the bonim. If he takes both the aim and the bonim. If he doesn't take both the aim and the bonim, then he's not over the Isser of the Isser Lav Daraisa of Lesika Chaim al Habonim. So the Mechaschinach asks from our Gemara. The Gemara says, Tishlach, Shaleach Tishalach, and the Pasuk Darshan Tishalach, if a Tishalach you learn that Shaluach HaKain, you're not allowed to take the mother bird and ignore Shaluach HaKain in a case where you need the bird for a mitzvah, for Tayras HaMetzera, maybe carving your lettuce, even a Malkin mitzvah, you're not allowed to ignore the mitzvah of Shaluach HaKain, and therefore that we learn from the extra parts of Tishlach. So the Gemara asks Pshita, L'chayr ein asei, Doicha lois asei v'asei, Tayras HaMetzera is an asei, and Shluch HaKein is a lois asei and an asei. So the Gemara is a lot of cheshbonis, where it's talking about a case where there is no lois asei, and therefore it's an asei against an asei. You would have thought the asei of Tayras HaMetzera is a stronger asei, because it comes with an inyan shel bias, Kamash Malon, Tishlach, that the asei of Tayras HaMetzera can't be Doicha the assay of Shluach HaKein. But Al Kopanim, it says in the Gemara, very clearly, that if you can go ahead and take the mother for Shluach HaKein, so then, there's going to be an assay and a lois assay. L'chayr, according to the Chacham Tzvi, there's no lois assay. You're taking the mother, you're not taking the baby, so l'chayr, there's no lois assay. That even if you take the mother and you don't take the baby, that there is a iser lois asei involved. Memela, the mechaschinach live sorochi in godol on the Chacham Tzvi, who says that there's no mitzvah lois asei unless you take the aim with the bonim. That alasikach aim al habonim means im many times in the Torah. Al matzah some roi miachlu, al kibroi val krov. That al matzah very often means with the olav by the matzah by the golem. The olav mata Shimon, the olav mata Naftali, the olav means with, and the Chacham Tzvi says it high pasuk pasikach ha'eim al bonin. Al means with. Tain it the mechaschinach is not a pshat. You read al like me'al avada taking the mother, without taking the baby. One is also over the iser of shluach hakein. So in Tshuva's Dvar Avron and in Teyafas Re'em on the side of Sefer Re'em, they both say basically the same teretz, the mitaretz, the shita of the Chacham Tzvi. But let's start with the shtikla kasha. The Chavis Yoyer asks the kasha. Chavis Yoyer asks that it sounds for our Gemara that if you have a bird that you want to go ahead and you need this bird for a Tayras HaMetzera, and the only way to grab the bird would be to be over you need the bird of Tayras HaMetzera. The bird is sitting on a nest. So therefore, the shaila is: should the mitzvah Tayras HaMetzera be doicha the mitzvah of Shluach HaKein or not? That's basically the issue of our Gemara. So that the Chavis Yoyer, that's a grace of klal. Whenever it's efshel akayim shneim. Whenever it's Efshal Kayim Shneim, so we'll Kayim Shneim. L'chayrovin is the posh to eat to the Kayim Shneim. The person can take his hands and stick it into the nest without sending away the mother. And he can kill the baby birds. If he kills the baby birds, so then there's not going to be any baby birds anymore. There's not going to be any baby birds anymore. So now destroy the eggs. And if you destroy the eggs, destroy the baby birds, so then you've accomplished that right now. There's no more mitzvah of shluch hakein. So therefore, what do we have to declare a shayla? Shluch hakein is derech taras amatzera. Or not, what taras is derech shluch hakein? The parsha eitzah, you could drain out of shluch hakein by killing the baby birds. As they affect the chavos yor. Chavos yor, it's a little bit unclear in the tshuva, but the chavos yor means to say is that there's a riot his shita that we mentioned earlier. It's a riot his shita that mitzvah shluch hakein is a mitzvah chiyuvis, that when you see a katziva, you have to send away the mother bird, and therefore, by killing the baby, you also have a bittul mitzvah saseh. That's l'chayra, what the chavis yor means to say. You could maybe be doicha that, like we said in an earlier shir, that if the ikar matara of shaloach hakein is to teach you shaloinis achzar, so faket, to do a ma'is achzar is to get you out of shaloach hakein, is zikha not the right way to go. So that's not called efshel kaim shneim. Efshel you can say such a zach. If you want to argue on the chavis yor. But with the Dvar Avram and the Teyafas Reim, one Taina is that Machmas the Shiloh of the Chavis Yer, why can't you kill the babies? Putting aside our Teretz, that's not called Ephraim Chaim Shneim. So they want a Taina that the fellow in our story needs both birds. That the case is that the fellow, the Mitzayra, can't find any birds. Not the Pshas, he has one bird in his pockets, and he needs the mother bird in order to be a second bird for Tyrus HaMitzayra. The Pshas couldn't find any birds. And over here, Itaka wants to take the Aim Alabonim. He wants to take both the baby and the mother, and he wants to use the mother for the Mishalachas, and he wants to use the baby for the Shuta, right? There's two birds by Mitzayra, one's Geshokta and one's sent away. What he wants to go ahead is use the baby for the shkuta and the mother for the mishalachas. So Memela, he has no option to go ahead and kill the baby bird because Maizin needs the baby bird. So and Fakert, the raya that to go ahead and say the case of the Gemara is talking about a Zabon, the case that he needs both birds. It's dochik for Oikei and Avshei. If he doesn't need both birds, then there's no steer here Shluch Hakein and Tyrus HaMetzera. Because you can just kill the baby bird, and there's no more mitzvah of Shluch Hakein. Memela, they taina that pehechruch the case is they need both birds. And since pehechruch the case is that you need both birds, so Memela, loitacham tzvi. The person your oskim would be over the lab of the sikach eva abonim because you are taking both birds, and that's the way they want to be miyashiv this gemara. And it really it's got a very interesting discussion over there with the gate of Taras HaMetzera, because we find in the Torah that l'mashal the shtei sirei yin kippur have to be shoven. Over here also there's the sefta that the shtei sipurim have to be shoven. Okay, but that's the mitzvah of Alba maybe. But I'll call upon and l'chayr, there's still a technical issue over here. Because the baby bird obviously can't fly. Because if the baby bird could fly, so then there wouldn't be a chiyuv shluch hakein. So therefore, what's going to happen is you're going to have to use the mother for the mishulachas, the tzipra mishulachas, and you're going to have to use the baby for the tzipra ashkuta. So you're going to have to say two things. First of all, or three things really. First of all, you're going to have to say is that shavim is only l'chatchila, because the mother is much better than the baby. The second thing you have to say is that even though you're supposed to shech the better one, but over here where you're stuck, you could shech the shvacher one, because the baby obviously is smaller and shvacher. But the third nekuda l'chayra, which you have to say over here is that even though maybe Shneim Shavim is only l'chatchila, but you could have said that at least it has to be roi. At least it has to be roi for the other one. In other words, that you have a choice which one to make into the shlucha, which one to make into the shalachas. What was said in order to be yashiv that over here you know you need both birds. You have to say that not only is Shavim only l'chatchila, but they don't even. It's not the pshat that both birds have to be roi for both tachlesim. The idea that both birds have to be roi for to be either the shkuta or shalachas. It's mutter at least be the eved to grab two birds that it's already predetermined which one will be the shluta, which one is shalachas, because only one of them could fly, and only one of them is capable of being the shalachas. So that's l'chayra, the other nekuda, which you'd have to say, if you want to be yashav this teretz, that you need both birds. But al kopanim, the chavas yor brings another raya from over here, to his shtickel, that that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, and the other way to learn is that he needs both birds. In a minute we'll discuss a third way to learn our Gemara why he can't go ahead and just kill the baby bird. I just wanted to mention three pratim in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, which are mavur in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mekair is in the Gemara. First of all, we learned very clearly that the mitzvah Shluach HaKein is only on the mother bird. On the father bird, there is no mitzvah of Shluach HaKein. And therefore, if a person wants to make the mitzvah, so he has to consult experts or have pictures, diagrams, to be sure that the aim is really Betzal Banim and not the Zohar. By many kosher birds, the Zohar roosts on the egg, on the baby during the day, and al kolponim, one has to mevar that they're sending away the mother and not sending away the father. Befrat l'fitach sam sefer that we learned before, that there's an element of achzorius over here when you're not being mekayin in the midst of shluach hakein. So to go ahead and to send away the father misafik would again be inappropriate. What would be appropriate would be to mevar which is the mother and which is the father before one goes ahead and sends away the baby, because send away the father there is no mitzvah, and it also l'chayr is a ma'is achzorius. The second thing I wanted to mention is that although we hold l'halacha that kosher birds may only be eaten with a maser, and therefore we eat a very limited amount of kosher birds, but what's the get the shluach hakein, so over there it works the other way. Loy mi boy, that if you need the eggs, and therefore you're taking to be mekayin the mitzvah shluach hakein, and you need the eggs, and therefore it's mamash asafik deraisa, avada yimuchuyev, to go ahead and send away the mother bird, as long as the bird is a kosher bird, has a simanei kashrus, even if it's a bird that we don't eat. But even those who want mekayim shluach hakein to be mekayim the mitzvah shelbay, the school is shelbay, we are mekayim with other birds, provided they have the simonim of kashrus, even though we don't eat it, because iftar is only nechum and maseri the way we hold. But al kolponim va'ayfin, one is mechuyivish lochain if he really wants the mother birds. Well, sorry, if he really wants baby birds, or al kolponim we do shlochain on all birds which have simonim kashrus, that we know them to be kosher, even if they do not have Messiah that we should be able to go ahead and eat them. And l'chayra, even if it's a suffix, whether it's a kosher bird or not, so l'chayra, suffix deraisa, would be mechayiv shluach hakein, if you often emes wanted the baby birds. It's a real case of suffix, but again, it would be inappropriate if you wanted to be ma'ari lolim suffix to be oisik and achzarius. But al kapon, if you really want the babies, then you would, then, even a suffix l'chayr, you'd have to go ahead and do shluach hakein. So those are the first two nekudas. First of all, one has to be sure that one has sent away the mother, and second of all, we do shluach hakein on any iftar, even if it's an iftar that we would not actually eat. There's a discussion in Pesachei Tshuva about making a bracha on pidyon haben. Sorry, shluach hakein, making a bracha on shluach hakein. Since the bracha is not muzker in Shas, so therefore there's a shaila whether one should make a bracha or one does not make a bracha. The Beis Lechem Yehuda says that one should make a bracha without shame and malchus. The Pesachei Tshuva brings that I am behetah shel maritz mashkasim varach al mitzvah zu, that he brings the shaila whether you make a bracha or not. He's mitzadeid not to make a bracha because if the bayim are not going to be edible, so then he was not mekayim the mitzvah. And misafik, you are not misafik. You can't make a bracha. And also, the few way we're learning, there's going to be kind of snakes. In other words, if you're not going to be able to grab, if you didn't grab the mother to send it away, you didn't actually make physical contact with the mother. So then, also, you're not for sure mekayim in the mitzvah of shluach hakein. So memela, all the sfeikis that one does not make a bracha, and it seems that even making without shema malchus, the minig is not to make even without shema malchus. Now, there's one more nekuda which the Piskei Tshuva mentions, and it's vayit in the geya to our sugi over here. When the Piskei Tshuva brings down the Chavis Yurid that we mentioned several times, that says that Shluach HaKein is a mitzvah chiyuvis. So, at the end of the Piskei Tshuva, it brings down that even if you learn not like the Chavis Yurid, and you hold that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but he brings down from the Sefer Mishnah Sechom, the Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Aleph, that Be'idin Rischa An Shino Naaseh, that when the Baruch Shalom is upset, Be'idin Rischa, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'anish on a person who does not zuch mitzvahs, a person who's not looking and trying to going ahead and to do mitzvahs. The Gemara Menachas on Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Aleph says that a person who is not wearing a beged of dal kanfas, and Mora says that the malach ashkel of katina, the malach made of katina, the mechasi sadina, he was wearing a sadin, it's a beged which was potter from tzitzis. Omalei. So he said to him, Katina, Katina, Sadina Bekaita, if you wear a Sadin in the summer, the Sarvel of Besituya, and a Sarvel in the winter, it's Rashi has a beggar which doesn't have Dal Kanfis, Tzitzis Shalchelis Matheela. What's going to be with Tzitzis? So Katina said, Omalei and Shisu Ase. He basically said, what do you want from me? I'm not Mechuyev. Mitzvah Tzitzis, you're only Mechuyev if you wear a beggar of Dal Kanfis. So, what's the taina? On the way, bizbandik erischa and shino. That when there's rischa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at the world, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'anish on a mitzvah satseh. So, the shaila is, does this mitzvah, does this concept only apply to tzitzis, which is, as Chartem is called the Tzvaisai, and a certain Chumrut Mitzvah Tzitzis, or is it Dafka the case where there were other Begodim available, and therefore it seems that there was a little bit of an avoidance of the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. But I'll call upon an Al Piskei Tshuva over here, Nemzon for a Pashtus, for saying the Mishnah's Chachamim, that the Klal of the Indian Rishon Shina Asei is not limited to Tzitzis. It's not limited to a case where there's a certain amount of draying out. But Stam, if a person does not Zuchais to go do Mitzvahs, that's a tain on the person. And therefore, Dr. Piskei Tshuva, that even if one argues on the Chavis Yer and one holds there's no direct mitzvah to go ahead and to, whenever you see a kansipur, to go ahead and to send away the mother bird, that Shluach HaKein is a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah kiyumis, but yet a person should go ahead and involve himself in that mitzvah, either by sending away the mother bird according to the Chavis Tzvi, or taking the mother bird, taking the eggs according to the other achrenim, in order to be mekayin the mitzvahs Hashem, in order to go ahead to chaparayin mitzvahs. And the Stechemid learns up that's taka the pshat in the Gemara earlier on Daf Kuflametes,
where the Gemara Daf Kuf Lamed Tes says that Yochel Yachser Baharim Ugvois, the Gemara of Lilama Yachser Baharim Ugvois is not like the Chavzis, not like the Chavz Yor says that you're Yachser because it's a mitzvah. Chiyuvis to go ahead and to look for a kanziper, but rather al this inyan al inyan of inyan rischa and shivna asay. You would think that a person should go ahead and zuchais of them. The Torah said ki ikare, that the Torah limited the entire mitzvah to ikare. So about the Torah uses sprach of ki ikare, so then the mitzvah is limited to ki ikare. And since the mitzvah is limited to ki ikare, so then even to go ahead and the inyan of inyan rischa and shivna asay, you wouldn't have to go ahead and to zuch ois a kanziper. But that's really the final nekuda, that we mentioned, first of all, that one has to make sure it's the mother, not the father. Number two is that all kosher birds, there's a mitzvah shloach kain. Number three is you don't make a bracha because of the mechalikas place and mechalal make a bracha. And our shloach kain is manazah, it's kamas fakis. And the fourth is the inav yol nalak, the chavas yoyer, but the idin rischa and shin yaseh is also a mechayiv to go ahead and the one to involve himself in shloach kain whenever he sees a kad sipar. The Piskei Tshuva was being mechadished us that this Indian of Indian Rizcha and Shina say is not limited to Tzitzis, which is the Mitzvah Chaviva, and the Chadikal Tzvaisai, and also to Tina's case, where there's a certain amount of draining out. And the Emes is there by the Yoyna in Shar Shlishi, Chav Beis, is also mashed like this. Because we talk over here about the mitzvah of tzitzis, he says like this: the gam kein mitzvah tzitzis ulasi al misha yesh le beged ashloy arbekanfis. Even though the mitzvah of tzitzis is only for somebody who has a beged arbekanfis, im ein le beged kaze ein a chayav knesay. And if ein le beged kaze ein a chayav knesay, and if he doesn't own such a beged, he's not mechuyev to buy such a beged. Afgam zois omer Rabbi Yisrael zecharen levracha. Ki onesh ye onesh leitos mitzara al dvar asher lechomad delvava yoyfi hamitzvah, that the taina b'inin rizchal and shina say Rabbi Yoyin learns up because he doesn't appreciate what the mitzvah is al dvar asher lechomad beliba, he didn't desire in his heart yoyfi hamitzvah, the beauty of the mitzvah uschara lava avur sabev pnei dvar chiyuv olof. Rabbeinu Yoina learns up that the Ritzchah Achin Al-Say is also the Chavivah Samitzvah. He's like Chomad, he didn't desire the beauty of the mitzvah and the schar of the mitzvah and the scarves of the mitzvah, then that's why it's that's the Achin Al-Say. The Vinny Rizchal Shina say. So therefore, quantumanian, it's also like we're saying, it's not limited to tzitzis, it's not limited to this fellow who's a little bit drained out of the tzitzis, but rather any mitzvah I say, like the Piskei Tshuva says, if a person doesn't involve himself when he sees the kansipar, so then he'd also have this inyan of Vinny Rizchal Shina say. He's not mechuyev to zuchais the kansipar. Now we learn from the pasuk is likari, he's not mechuyev to go to the harmonic voice. But I'll call upon him, if he passes the kansipar, he would be mechuyev to go, not mechuyev, but it would be correct to go ahead and to be kind of shloach kain, else this Indian also, else the person should, the desire to go ahead and appreciate the mitzvahs and the chavivus and the chashivus of mitzvahs. Parenthetically, one can clear, coming back to our blot, whether that's enough of a reason not to kill the baby bird and to leave it as an asei deicha asei, what we asked before about efshel kaim shneim, if this that a person is not being mechaviv the mitzvah by pushing away the mitzvah be a dayim, which is the fun of, so is that enough to say that it's efshel kaim shneim? Or do we say, look, you know, fart, it's efshel kaim shneim by killing the baby birds? That's that point, which still has needs the Yeser Iyun.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.